Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Alex Valdez, V-A-L-D-E-S. As per the record supplied, Alex Valdez presented to New York Presbyterian Hospital emergency room on 10/13/21, complaining of pain in his leg but not his knee. Pretty denied any trauma. Period. X-rays of the left knee showed osteoarthritis preferentially affecting the medial femoro-tibial and bilateral lateral patellofemoral joint compartments. Period. That study was done on 11/3/21. Period. The emergency room X-ray showed joint spaces demonstrated moderate to severe degenerative changes. Period. There was mild subluxation of the patella, but no significant joint effusion. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph on /11/3/21. He underwent the X-rays just described. But he was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Gehrman, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N, on 11/11/21. Period. He reported he was walking to his car while at work when his leg gave out and he developed immediate pain on the side and back of his leg. Pretty denied any issues with the knee like this before. Pretty had been using crutches or a cane at home since the emergency room. Pretty still had multiple episodes of giving way along with pain. Period. He had undergone Achilles tendon repair in 2019, period. Upon exam, he weighed 347 pounds, period. He had an atalgic gait, period. Left knee had minimally reduced range of motion, inflection by 5 degrees compared to the right, period. He had a positive McMurray's reproducing lateral-sided knee pain, period. Dr. Gehrman diagnosed chronic bilateral degenerative knee arthritis, comma, predominantly involving the medial and patellofemoral components, period. He could not take anti-inflammatories because he is on Eliquis for his arrhythmia, period. He was removed from work at that time and referred for an MRI of the knee, period. New paragraph. A left knee MRI was done on 12/1/21, demonstrating 3 compartment moderate osteoarthritis, comma, chronic lateral patellar subluxation, comma, non-displaced horizontal or predominantly horizontal tears involving the posterior horn of the medial meniscus and anterior horn of the lateral meniscus, comma, and small to moderate knee effusion and moderate popliteal cyst. Period. Dr. Gehrman reviewed these results with him on 12/16/21. Period. They discussed treatment options, including surgical procedure, period. In light of his other medical history, he would require cardiac clearance prior to having surgery done, period. He also suffered from sleep apnea and uses a BiPAP machine at home, period. He did participate in physical therapy on the dates described, period. On 2/7/22, Dr. Gehrman performed surgery involving arthroscopy of the left knee with partial, medial, and lateral meniscectomies, extensive debridement of the left knee of soft tissue and synovium. Here the postoperative diagnoses were left knee, medial, and lateral meniscal tears, as well as mild to moderate degenerative arthritis. Period. He underwent further rehabilitation postoperatively. Period. Dr. Gehrman cleared him to return to work with no restrictions, effective 5/30/22. Period. He returned on 6/8/22, stating he was back to work at the end of May, and overall he was doing good. Period. He had some intermittent discomfort in the back of his knee and had been promoted to foreman. Period. He was cleared to continue working without any restrictions and had achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. Nevertheless, the claimant saw Dr. Gehrman again on 7/28/22 for a brace. Period. His knee still had some episodes of giving way with prolonged standing. Period. Upon exam, he had a normal gait. Period. Knee ranges from 0 to 125 degrees of flexion with no significant effusion. Period. He had mild joint line tenderness but no instability noted in the anterior posterior or varus valgus planes. Period. When he is standing and leaning forward on that knee, he notices it intermittently starts to give out. Period. Overall, Dr. Gehrman discussed resuming physical therapy exercises to work on strengthening, as he thought there was a lot of, quote, pain inhibition. Period. End quote. He was fitted for a knee stabilizing brace. Period. He had a fairly large thigh and leg and may require a custom brace. Period. He can return back to full duty without restriction. Period. He was also seen by Dr. Salvetti, S-A-L-V-A-T-I, according to an undated progress note. Period. He noted after the gastric sleeve, he lost 100 pounds. Period. He still had a BMI of 44.6. Period. He referenced the knee x-rays and ordered an MRI to assess his left knee. Period. This appears to have preceded him undergoing the aforementioned MRI. Period. Findings and conclusions. On 10/13/21, Alex Valdez was simply walking to his car and experienced pain in his left leg. Period. He did not sustain any distinct trauma. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the same day where x-rays showed arthritis. Period. He was immobilized and placed in a splint, and placed on crutches. Period. He followed up with Dr. Gehrman and had an MRI on 12/1/21 to be inserted here. Period. He participated in physical therapy but then submitted to surgery to be inserted here. Period. It was mentioned that he suffered from morbid obesity and had already lost 100 pounds after a gastric sleeve procedure. Period. As you know, this type of body habitus accelerates underlying naturally occurring degenerative joint disease in the knees. Period. In any event, he was cleared to return to work in a full-duty capacity. Period. He was utilizing a brace because he continued to have instability of the knee. Period. However, upon his last visit with Dr. Gehrman, he did not have an antalgic gait. Period. This case will be rated for likely tears of the medial and lateral menisci treated surgically. Period. I may also consider the diagnosis of primary osteoarthritis of the knee. Period. Obviously, the arthritis is unrelated to the subject innocuous mysterious event. Period. End.